VOA News. Gunmen launched an attack on a training center on the grounds of Afghanistan's intelligence service in Kabul, a day after dozens of people were killed in an assault on an educational institution in the capital. The Islamic State terrorist group has claimed responsibility for both attacks. An advisor to the Minister of Interior told VOA that four suicide attackers were involved on Thursday. He said one bomber exploded himself, three others were killed in fighting with security forces. He said three Afghan security personnel were also wounded in cleanup operations, but no civilians were harmed. A federal jury near Washington, D.C. has begun deliberating in the trial of former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort, who has been charged with financial fraud. Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Prosecutors have asked jurors to convict the former Trump campaign chairman on all 18 felony counts, saying he hid millions of dollars from the IRS and then lied to get loans once his income dried up. Manafort's lawyers pin the blame on the government's star witness, his former protege Rick Gates, whom they say lied about Manafort to protect himself. The trial's the first courtroom test for special counsel Bob Mueller's Russia investigation, since Manafort was among the first indicted in the probe. The verdict will give a sense of Mueller's ability to make charges stick. Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Trump's difficult relationship with the media escalated Thursday when hundreds of American newspapers launched an unprecedented and coordinated defense of press freedom in response to the president's frequent attacks on some media organizations. An estimated 350 newspapers of all sizes across the country published editorials in support of a free press. This is VOA News. Turkey has raised tariffs of over $500 million in goods imported from the United States, including vehicles, alcohol, coal, rice, and cosmetics. Last Friday, the U.S. doubled tariffs on Turkish steel and aluminum exports. The U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the United States is ready to impose more sanctions on Turkey if the detained American pastor Andrew Brunson is not released from house arrest. He spoke Thursday during a cabinet meeting with the president, attended by journalists. Rescuers continue their search for possible survivors and bodies of victims of Tuesday's highway bridge collapse in Italy. Correspondent Sabina Castelfranco reports from Rome.
The prime minister announced the government has begun the process of revoking the contract of the company managing Italy's highway system. The firm, Autostrade per l'Italia, said it carried out regular maintenance and safety checks on the bridge that gave reassuring results. A criminal investigation has been launched to ascertain the cause of the collapse. Prosecutors are investigating negligence in maintenance and the bridge's design. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
Hundreds of people have been evacuated from their homes near parts of the bridge that remain standing. The death toll now stands at 38, but officials say some people are still unaccounted for and no one is prepared to call off the search and rescue operation. A judge in Malaysia has ordered two women on trial for the murder of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother to present a defense. The judge ruled Thursday that prosecutors have presented enough evidence that the pair had acted in concert with four suspected North Korean agents to kill Kim Jong-nam. President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita of Mali has won a landslide victory in the West African nation's presidential runoff election. Turnout in the runoff vote was 34%, as voters stayed away because of threats of violence by jihadist militants. Official results announced Thursday revealed Keita won Sunday's second round of voting, soundly beating challenger and opposition leader Soumaila Cisse. The earlier round of voting was marred by armed attacks blamed on jihadists, including some linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State, and ethnic violence that closed several hundred voting places. And this sad news, the Queen of Soul, the American singer Aretha Franklin, has died. She passed away Thursday of cancer. Aretha Franklin was 76 years old. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.